9/11/2002, a ritual for beginning to remember. 9/11/2002, a ritual for beginning to remember, is a production of CLAL, the National Jewish Center for Learning and Leadership, an organization dedicated to bringing people together to address the most challenging questions of contemporary times and Jewish life. For 28 years, CLAL's faculty of rabbis from every denomination and scholars from an array of disciplines have united people across boundaries and developed new resources and new rituals that engage individuals, families, and communities in Jewish life. Rabbi Brad Hirschfield, Vice President of CLAL, will introduce the ritual and be joined by the CLAL faculty, Rabbi Erwin Kula, Rabbi Tzvi Blanchard, Rabbi Steve Greenberg, Dr. Shari Cohen, Dr. Michael Gottsagen, Dr. Robert Rabinowitz, Dr. David Kramer, and Rabbi Daniel Brenner in this production, taped in New York City at the studios of the Jewish Braille Institute.
September 11th, 2002 is going to be very hard. It should be. For many of us, it represents the most serious attack on America and all that for which it stands that any of us has ever experienced. The Midrash teaches us that it is impossible to make sense of a tragedy when one is very close to it, but that even when the logic of an event eludes us, we must remember it. Since the story of God remembering Noah after 40 days of floating in his ark, remembering has been the path that both honors the past and returns us to life. So how do we remember September 11th? How do we access our traditions to help us remember this human tragedy in a deeply Jewish way? How do we confront this American Yahrzeit? Yahrzeit, the anniversary of a loss, can be as much about shaping the future as it is about remembering the past. Not only do we recall what we have lost, we actually imagine how the power of a person's life, sometimes called their soul, can continue to grow. According to certain rabbinic Kabbalistic traditions, the Yahrzeit actually becomes a life-affirming moment in which the soul has yet another chance to ascend higher into the heavens. For us, it can be a moment in which we have yet another chance to realize the vision and the values of who and what have come before. The traditional Jewish cycle of mourning practices helps us to evoke the moment of loss, to remember who and what have been lost, and finally, to move forward. In that spirit, we have constructed a ritual in three parts. The first part returns us to September 11th, 2001, and the days and weeks following. It draws on sounds as old as the notes of the shofar and as contemporary as the wail of a police siren. It combines prophetic words from thousands of years ago with news and cell phone conversations from the day of the attacks. The second part of this ritual is about remembering. Again, drawing on texts, both ancient and modern, we ask ourselves, whom have we lost? What has been taken from us? How has our world been diminished? Each of these sections is shaped by perhaps the oldest text of Jewish national destruction, the Book of Echa, Lamentations. The word Echa is actually a question. Two, really. How could this happen? And where are you? Questions to which each of us returns over and over again. In the spirit of Echa, we invite you to struggle with these questions as a way to build lasting memory without despair and imagine the future without naivete. That is precisely the goal of the third part of this ritual, which helps to move through our pain and prepare us for the next phases of life. Here we confront the new vulnerabilities that have become a regular feature of our lives. We also experience the depth of our commitment to life and our intense desire to move forward in safety and in security. Concluding with Tfilat HaDerech, the Traveler's Prayer, we affirm that the journey will continue and that we will help each other along the way.
Tikia. Tirua. Shivarim. Tikia gedola. Echa yashva vadad, ha'ir rabati am, haita kealmana, rabati vagoyim, sarati ba medinot, haita lamas.
This just in, you are looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. CNN Center right now is just beginning to work on this story.
Ein la minachem mi kolohaveha kol re'eha vagaduva hayula le'oivim.
There are more explosions further down the building. It was calm until we came on the air now, but I'm now looking up at this building, and there is smoke billowing from the very top, but then there is a fire and an explosion about 20 stories further down. I was at the base of the building when it happened. There was one huge bang, and the building physically shook. Then another two or three bangs, and the building again shook, and people came screaming past me.
At the moment, it looks as if both buildings are on fire.
Clearly, the thing is out of control. As I say, there is smoke billowing out from further and further down the building, and people are simply moving back. They don't know what has happened. Initially, the assumption was that it was a bomb. People have been coming past me now saying, no, it was an aircraft which hit the building. More than that, I cannot say, apart from to tell you that people here are very, very frightened. People are crying. People are shaking. They've stopped running away from the building. They are now walking away. There is moisture raining down from a clear sky. I only presume that comes from the disaster which is going on above me as I speak.
Galta Yuda me oni umero vavoda hi yashva vagoyim lomatza manoach korodefea hisiguha ben hamitzarim.
And then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know. And I don't know. Everybody just doesn't know where to go. They won't let... Everything is blocked off. You can't even... They're telling us to get out, but there's nowhere to go. And then I heard that another plane's hit. And if you go over by there, you can see the people jumping out the window. They're jumping out the window right now. Oh, my God.
Darchei Tzion avilot mipli ba'ei mo'ed kol she'areha shomemim kohaneha nenachim betuloteha nugot vehi marla.
And six trucks and three battalions are responding from various staging points. Are you ready to write the identities?
Yeah, go ahead, Matt.
All right, you're going to get engine 258, 259, 325, 262, 312, 261, 260, engine 68, 35, 50, 64, 94, and 83. I gave you three chiefs, the 4-5, the 4-6, and the 4-9.
Zechor Adonai mehayalanu habita rei et herpateinu.
There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising, and I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower, but there was a cascade of sparks and fire, and now this, it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion, this huge billowing smoke in the second tower. This was the second of the two towers hit. And I cannot see behind that smoke, obviously, as you can either. The first tower in front has not changed, and we see this extraordinary and frightening scene.
Nachalateinu nefcha lezarim, bateinu lenochrim.
Time ago, there was a huge plume of smoke which continues to rise from the west side of the Pentagon. The building is currently being evacuated, and police and emergency units are, of course, responding.
We have a report now that a large plane crashed this morning north of the Somerset County Airport, which is in western Pennsylvania, not too terribly far from Pittsburgh, about 80 miles or so, Boeing 767 jet.
Yitomim hayinu ve'en av imoteinu ke'alemanot.
The second tower, the front tower, the top portion of which is collapsing. Good Lord. There are no words. You can see large pieces of the building falling. You can see the smoke rising. You can see a portion of the side of the building now just being covered on the right side, as I look at it, covered in smoke. This is just a horrific scene and a horrific moment.
Meimeinu bechesev shatinu, eitzeinu bimechir yavo.
I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. The resolve of our great nation is being tested, but make no mistake, we will show the world that we will pass this test.
Al tzavareinu Nihiradafnu Yaganu Velohunachlanu.
Honey, something terrible is happening. I don't think I'm going to make it. I love you. Take care of the children. Lori, I love you. I'm in the World Trade Center, and the building was hit by something. I don't know if I'm going to get out, but I love you very much. I hope I'll see you later. Bye. Mommy, the building's on fire. There's smoke coming through the walls. I can't breathe. I love you, Mommy. Goodbye. Hey, Jules, it's Brian. I'm on a plane and it's hijacked, and it doesn't look good. I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and I hope to see you again. If I don't, please have fun in life and live your life the best you can. Know that I love you, and no matter what, I'll see you again. Liz, it's me, Dan. My building has been hit. I made it to the 78th floor. I'm okay, but will remain here to help evacuate people. See you soon. Elizabeth, I love you 1,000 times over and over and over again. Please tell Emmy I love her and take good care of her. Whatever decisions you make in your life, I need you to be happy. And I will respect any decisions that you make. I will always love you.